Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose on the other side of the glass. She will be taking all of your calls today during the hour. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Friday, June the 27th, 2014. Hope you're having a great day and looking forward to a fantastic weekend. We are live here. You can find us. We do 5 hours of local talk every week. That's the bottom line. Noon to 1 each weekday. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com. And you can listen to that program, our program, anytime, anywhere in the world on our website. And, of course, the live stream at KVOI as well as the buckmastershow.com site. Joining me to question Supervisor Ray Carroll, Pima County Republican Supervisor representing District 4, Dan Gibson. Dan Gibson with us. Dan is the editor of the Tucson Weekly. If you have a question or comment, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 3,500 friends of this program. Dan Gibson, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good to see you. And Supervisor Carroll, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me, Bill and Dan.
Let me ask you about your vote. You joined with the other Republican on the board, Supervisor Allie Miller, in voting against the new spending plan for the next 12 months for Pima County. What did you not like about the budget?
Well, Bill, obviously, this is not the first time that the county administrator and I have disagreed about the submittal of his budget package. So many times in years past, you know, I've never voted for one of Mr. Huckleberry's presentations for the budget. I've never been with the majority on a budget vote, but I can tell you that I have had some influence on the budget, and we have over the years been able to privatize some functions of the government. We have been able to bring down the number of employees over the past few years by about 1,000 during the recession and brought down a huge amount of the cost of government. And I think the adjustments still weren't enough. In a year like this for Mr. Huckleberry and the final budget adoption, which is now set, the ceiling is high, too high. I thought it could be reduced. I certainly thought that a thing like those soccer fields that was brought up at the last minute was something I couldn't support. I was in discussion with Tim Steller from the Arizona Daily Star. I've spoken to many other reporters about it and done some TV interviews to really explain the fact that I'm not against soccer. Nor I am against even converting the old Tucson Electric Park or Keno Stadium to a soccer stadium like they did in Portland. But I think the way to fund those projects is to go through the bond package, to go through the bond committee for Southside to have a venue for tournament soccer is a very good idea. I just see that it should be funded through the voter process. Many of the times, Bill, in my experience, putting something to a vote of the people is always the best way. And I've said that for the soccer fields. You could put them in a bond package. I've also said that about the thinking and talking of a gas tax or an up to 10 cents tax on a gallon of gas. As you know, the feds are talking about it. If they ever come back and pass a transportation bill, we'll find out if it's going to include a tax. But so many times, Bill, I've disagreed with Mr. Huckleberry without being disagreeable. This year, I can say his budget recommendation fell short of a 10% reduction in some of the departments that could have afforded it. I also have been against certificates of participation. I'm disappointed in the Sheriff's Department with the overspending and indigent criminal defense. But I've also said a lot of that is because of Barbara Lawal's trial rate being exceedingly high, in fact, 3 times the national average. If she could bring that down and plea bargain more cases, obviously, we're ready to go with less cost for the overall justice and law.
Let's bring Dan Gibson in with his questioning of Supervisor Ray Carroll.
So the soccer fields, I mean, obviously you've seen FC Tucson, all these things are starting to pop up in that space, and you obviously voted against it. I mean, why would Chuck Huckleberry go after the road money in that space? I mean, like, that seems like the worst possible outcome.
It sure did, and I think that it deserves a little bit of an explanation, and I'll try not to filibuster you with this answer, but I will say that
please keep it brief.
$5 million over the last 3 years has been placed out of the general fund into the transportation department for pavement preservation. As you know, I already told you, I've never voted for a budget, so I wasn't part of the $5 million set aside for the for the pavement preservation. And over the years, the Democratic districts, they're represented, especially Ramon Valadez and Richard Elias, by jurisdictions who handle their transportation and pavement preservation. So they didn't feel there was an equity there. They felt that those monies were going further out into Bronson, Miller, and Carroll districts and not bringing home the bacon for them when they did have the $5 million set aside. So I think their logic was there, that they were going to take the out of the $5 million and still try to equally apportion monies similar to last year, the year before that, to fix pavement. But in the end, I thought it was a bad PR move, too late in the game to spring it on people. He does have a lot of packages that he's talking about where this year's proposed adjustments are going to come through a primary property tax and with nine separate decision packages, as I mentioned. Things like the stadium district, IT, facilities, you name it. It's just a bad PR move that at the last moment I didn't think was fully thought through. And, you know, Mark Evans was their new PR guy. I guess he was in transition and didn't get her done, and I think it was a bad move.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. I believe Jim Kelly, a friend of the show, a longtime listener to the program, has a question for Supervisor Carroll. Go ahead, Jim.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hi, Jim.
Listen, my feeling is obviously I want the soccer stadium, I want the soccer fields, because I want that land developed, and I want the land around it developed for family sports entertainment. However, can we not sell off some other real estate to pay for it, like Buckaloo Farms, for instance?
Jim, that was a flood control purchase, I think, as I recall, Buckaloo Farms, but there are other properties, especially downtown properties, that I think should be freed up. PICOR, which is a commercial real estate company headed up by Mike Hammond. It's about a 30-year-old local company who has great experience in the marketplace. They've taken a listing on some downtown land already. We're going to start to compile other real estate assets, including maybe some section line corner that we bought for right-of-way that has excess land still attached to it. Jim, it's a great idea. I've been working on the idea with the county administration. We have a brand-new real estate person in that role, Neil Konigsberg, and he's also, as I said, taking the first step by listing properties, having a formal agreement with PICOR, Commercial Real Estate Management. Was the first time I've seen a movement in that direction. So thanks for the call, Jim. I agree with you that we have to dispose of some of our excess property.
Jerry is up next. Jerry, you're with Supervisor Ray Carroll.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I was just at the last meeting, the Board of Supervisors, and Ray, you had said that you were for soccer fields, but as I understand it, that wasn't a vote for the soccer fields. That vote's supposed to be done at the next meeting on the agenda for July 2nd.
Okay, thank you for your call. I know that you were in the audience, and I'm going to explain this to you once very clearly. I voted against the soccer fields. I was on the news. I was in the newspaper.
Were you on TV?
Was on TV. Okay. All those times I said that I can't support the soccer fields to be purchased outside of a bond package. Now, misinformation abounds over there in the seats, I guess. And maybe you were distracted when I said that. But thanks for the call, Jerry.
And how about this one, a caller who said that you did a safe vote, that the budget was going to pass anyway, so it was a safe vote.
Well, that's, things aren't safe when your record's on the line. I have a perfect record of voting against the budget annually because it's never been to my Republican caucus satisfaction. When I worked with Mike Boyd, we had alternate budget proposals. When I worked with Ann Day, we blocked the sales tax from happening at that time. And we have come up with solid budget proposals over the years. Ann Day, Mike Boyd, myself have all worked together over the years to try to, get a third vote. It's difficult because the Democrats on the board, they really have to stick together. And remember, Bill, I worked with a couple of guys who weren't exactly wallflowers when I first took
the board seat.
And who would that be? Would be Dan Ekstrom and Raul Grijalva. So safe votes don't count. Safe votes are difficult votes because they don't exist on the Board of Supervisors. Everybody carries a ledger, and there's baggage attached to every vote. I took a lot of heat for being opposed to the budget over the years, and I especially took heat for stopping a sales tax from affecting each and every purchase in Pima County for the last 18 years of a half a cent.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes before the break. As you know, Rose likes to keep the trains running on time here on the Buckmaster Show. So we will make, if you can give a real quick response to this, you've been a longtime opponent of Augusta Mining and Rosemont. The HUD Bay, the Toronto-based mineral mining company that has huge projects all over the world. They have one of the biggest copper mines in the world in Chile. It could be in Peru, somewhere. Chile or Peru.
Somewhere in South America.
Certainly, Bill, what's it mean? I can just remind you back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. I certainly think I'm vindicated.
And that was about 8 years ago you first came out against this, seven or eight years ago.
Absolutely, when it was first proposed, Bill, because it's all about water. You know, we've read now about cap water shortages, that it won't be deliverable down to our end of the pipe. We've also known about our 15-year drought, which has continued now half of the time that Rosemont's been in the interest of Pima County. The drought has become more and more severe in the west. Now, we've got a groundwater issue. They want to take the groundwater from Green Valley and pump it up over the Santa Ritas to someday replace it with cap water. Bill, that's taking a person's water without a legitimate return, without any hope of replenishing that upper Santa Cruz aquifer with cap water. And people in Green Valley and people all over southern Arizona like to drink their groundwater. They don't want to drink cap water, number one. Number two, the watershed, Bill, coming off of the mine, goes into this Davidson Canyon, the Barrel Canyon, Box Canyon, down into the Cienega. And when you're in the Cienega watershed, Bill, it still scientifically can hold all those same toxins that you see in old-fashioned mining. Lead and every other toxin that could come out and toxify that watershed will affect our drinking water because the Cienega watershed, the mineral fingerprint, can be traced all the way to Alvernon in 20 seconds. So like I've said from the beginning, vindicated on the water issue, but also I said from the beginning that Augusta was a junior mining company. They had no interest in bringing this mine to production. They wanted to bring it up till they could get it permitted and flip it. They couldn't wait that long. They found a suitor. They tried to pooch up the cost, and I wonder who's really going to endorse that type of a deal.
All right, Ray Carroll with us on the Buckmaster Show. Dan Gibson is here as well. He's the editor of the Tucson Weekly. This is the Buckmaster Friday Focus Show. We'll be right back.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Our Friday Focus interview today is featuring District 4 Supervisorial Man. I was going to say candidate, but he has been in the office. How many years have you been in office,
Ray Carroll? This will be my fifth term, Bill, so that's 18 years.
Wow.
And I've enjoyed each and every day. I don't make a lot of money, but I help a lot of people, and it's a very rewarding career. You know, most of the people that I know in public service are really obviously relieved that they're back in office. People like Beth Ford, Tony Helen, Linda Arzamanian, all of us want to get back after campaign cycle to doing the work of the people. And I really appreciate that about a lot of the people I work with, how public service is really in their blood. It's a vocation for them, and I'm delighted to work with people like that all these years.
Thank you. Also with us, Dan Gibson, editor of the Tucson Weekly, and Dan is up to the plate right now.
So speaking of people you work with and the delight of your employment, Allie Miller. So what now with Allie Miller? I mean, this is somebody who says that, you know, you don't speak to her, that you're not willing to work with her, just this sort of endless list of complaints in different media outlets. And she was on Bill's show earlier this week, right?
This week.
With a new set of sort of...
Said that Ray won't talk to her.
Right. So, I mean, is this high school disagreement or
no,
is it...
No, that's certainly not true. Obviously, I respond. I'm polite to each and every person that works in our building. I hold doors for people, say good morning. I'm obviously a people person. I've had great relationships with both sides of the aisle. In fact, I've endorsed against Sharon Bronson for every election she's ever had. She's had a good Republican up against her, and I've managed to, after the elections were over, we dust off and settle in and do the business of the people again. So in the end game...
You endorsed Allie Miller, didn't you?
I did. I had a fundraiser for Allie Miller. That, yeah. I did have a fundraiser for Allie Miller. Bruce Ash and I were the main kind of sponsors of that event. And of course, I endorsed her. I endorse most Republicans. As I've said, I endorsed against co-workers that I currently sit with on the board each and every time they came up for election.
You had a nasty primary.
I had a somewhat nasty. Yeah, Sean Collins ran a pretty tough candidate. Sean Collins was, but he really had a lot of the smear tactics that attached to the campaign. But back to Allie Miller. In the beginning, I will tell you that Christian leaders and business leaders came and asked me to work with her and help her out, and I certainly have done that. My door is always open. I had recently another round of that, including friends of Doug Martin, people associated with this very radio station, Christians. I'm part of the Four Tucson. They come to my meeting.
Four Tucson, yes.
Four Tucson's a Christian group, mm-hmm. and I meet with them once a month in mm-hmm. the office. We mm-hmm. have very good rapport. And these Christian and business leaders came to me and said, hey, let's have her sit down with you and see if you can right the ship. She's had some difficulty, you know, after the 911 call and all these things. Mm-hmm. And I said, you bet. You know that I'll reach out and help any Republican try to get, you know, I had a pretty rough start myself, I explained to these gentlemen and ladies, and I'd be happy to help. But that was rebuffed. So eventually they had to come back to me and say, sorry, you know, don't trust this. We couldn't get this meeting together for you. We're very sorry. But in the meantime, we want to caution you that seems to be that she's got some type of a jihad that she's going to go after the other four board members and try to embarrass and hurt them. And is very intrusive about it, you know, going into my private life, my children, calling my doctor's office and different things to see if I was really at the doctor when I missed a little bit of a meeting once. So, you know, they've warned me about her now, and that's kind of a sad thing to have happen. But I believe that open, honest dialogue is still possible. And the best way is to have her, you know, open up and sit down with myself and maybe those Christian
business
leaders.
Would you like to do that come Monday morning with Allie?
Of course. Of course, I would do that with anybody. As I've said, I've patched up. Remember, I play on the red team, and this is a blue county. Mm-hmm. I've endorsed against practically every sitting elected official and opponent against them in a race.
Do you want to make an appeal right now to Allie Miller?
Bill, I think you know that I would sit down and talk with anybody. If Allie Miller would like to ask me for help and sit down, we could work this out and I could help right the ship. If she wants to sit down and debate on your show or anywhere else about something that a policy that she thinks
well,
I
that'd
supported
be a good session
didn't.
To have you and Allie here
anything
on the show
you'd
for
like,
an hour.
If you'd like
can't
to debate.
Radio.
No, we would be more than happy,
as you
Rose,
know,
to
I
do
sat
that.
In your
yes.
very studio with Bill Ossenmacher. The time he told me that he had a poll showing that Rosemont
Bill
from the mining group
in Arizona.
Remember, he had a poll he set out in his car, and I went out to try to get it, and he said he didn't have it then, and he was going to send it to you or me, and it never really came. But I'll talk to anybody on the air. I'll talk to anybody and try to help them, because that's what this job is all about. There's a lot of self-control and charity that I've developed over the years in public office because people have shown that to me. And I want to reciprocate.
I guess that's the issue. It's like, how is that? I mean, is that a viable thing at this point? Or, I mean, she seems pretty locked into her position on you in particular within her own party, not even to mention the other members of the board.
Well, all I can say is some people in our very party are into this in-your-face politics. And I really don't think that's the best way for our party to participate within its own ranks. I just want to say the Republican Party, I don't want to see a betrayal of statesmanship. As a leader in the Republican Party, I'm welcoming any Republican to sit down with me face to face, talk about how we can work together, or I can help them be a better public official, candidate, or any other. A father. I've been married 30 years, Dan. I have three kids, so I think I can offer some help there, too.
To the Buckmaster Show live line, Roger is up to the plate with a question for Supervisor Carroll. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, Ray, when you say the job don't pay much, that might be directly relevant to who you're saying it to. You should come out and just disclose how much that job, that a part-time job, pays per year.
Roger, it's not a part-time job, sir. I beg to differ.
Job?
Yes, it's my only job, Roger. and it's my only job. And as I said, I used to make more money when I was before I came in compared to what I took the salary that
I'm
taking.
It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job in what I said.
Roger may be confusing with the city council.
Thank you for calling, though, Roger. I appreciate it. And I will say I've never had another income. I've worked the county supervisor job full-time for the last 18 years. Thanks, though, for calling.
And the salary's public record, right?
Yeah, it's not. Public record is the salary. Oh, yeah. And I'm obviously willing to share. It's around $70,000. I've put three kids through Catholic South Point High School, although my kid was an exceptional athlete, all Western region. I never accepted scholarship money. I paid because I believe in Catholic school educations from kindergarten all the way from high school for all of my children.
All right. Supervisor Ray Carroll, thank you very much for being with
us.
It's
always a delight, Bill, and thanks, Dan, for having me.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukraine's new president says his country has paid the highest possible price to make its European dreams come true. Today he signed the economic and political pact with the European Union that his predecessor had backed away from last November. Meanwhile, a rebel leader in eastern Ukraine is saying that his group is set to extend a ceasefire that was supposed to expire today. The Obama administration announcing that the U.S. will no longer produce or acquire anti-personnel landmines also plans on joining an international treaty that bans the use of those landmines. The leader of Thailand's military junta is outlining a path back to an elected government for that country. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 32 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up a fraction. This is SRN News.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started. Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
.12:35 now on the Buckmaster Show, the second half of the Friday show devoted to our Friday roundtable. Of course, we'll have Weekend Watch with Matt Russell coming up at about 55 past the hour. Sarah Garrett Gasson joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Sarah is working, slaving away at her desk at the Arizona Daily Star, where she is the editorial writer and columnist. Sarah, how are you?
I am well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much. Glad you could join us today. And Dan Gibson is here. Dan sticks around from our interview with Ray Carroll. And, you know, I was just thinking, Dan and Sarah, a caller was kind of questioning about the Pima County supervisors, whether that was a full-time job. And I think the pay for supervisors is about right. I think the city council pay is low. I think the state lawmaker pay is generally low. And voters, by the way, will have a chance to decide on pay raises for lawmakers. But every time it seems like, Dan and Sarah, that comes up, certainly on the state level, people say no. Dan?
Well, in this state, people are not likely to sign off on
no.
a pay raise for any public employee at this point. It just sort of hit that nationwide in general, but specifically here. But I mean, you have to dissuade someone from who's actually employable from taking a comparable job. I mean, that you want employable people to be in these positions. And the Board of Supervisors in the 70-80 range, that's you can get an actual college-educated, intelligent person to take those jobs. The city council, especially as a part-time gig, you have to do something else,
yes,
by and large, or have access to a ton of money. Or, you know, and the legislature is just a mess in that space. But we should give these people raises so we can attract better talent, but no one seems to see it that way.
And that, Sarah, that is the issue. You pay people more, presumably you're going to get better people in those positions.
That is the theory, anyway, and I think that I did have to say that I chuckled to myself when Ray Carroll said, I don't make a lot of money, knowing that it's like $70,000. I would like to not make that kind of money, too. But the idea that if you raise the salary, raise the pay, for what all are full-time positions, they might be part-time, like the city council and the legislature on paper, but those are significantly demanding jobs. The idea being that if you raise the pay, then you're going to get a better quality of person, you know, with experience, professionalism, to consider that. But I don't know that that's true anymore, given just the nature of campaigning and how negative and nasty things can get. I don't know that people who would think, oh, I would love to do this except for the money, are going to be swayed by that, because there are other costs.
I'll tell you what keeps people away from running for office is personal attacks. That's just I'm sure the money plays into it, but I think people don't want to have their personal life completely revealed
it
to
is,
everyone.
Especially the social media era. You know that stuff is going to come up. I mean, there is no... I get pitched stories all the time about Legislator A or you know, some sort of public official and what they did or what they allegedly did, and it's just like I don't want to run this stuff, and it comes up all the time. You know, you had a state legislator this year, Ms. Ugenti, who was you know, they were trying to go through her phone records to say that she had an affair with another legislator. You know, but on the other hand, the city council, you can do that job in the evenings to some extent, and you have well-paid aides. But the legislature, I mean, I don't know what job you can have that will let you have 3-4 months of 12-hour days off.
And, yeah, I mean, it's a third of the year, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And it can be more. You know, then you just have people like Andy Biggs, who has, you know, access to one of the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes, American Family sweepstakes. They're retirees.
Maybe all of our legislators should have lottery experience.
You get 100 lottery tickets with the job. Yes. You get elected. They'll just give you some tickets to Powerball. It'd be great.
Sarah, the personal life is a huge thing, though, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. The scrutiny, and I have to say, I kind of disagree with Dan about the city council being something you can do at night. I mean, there are events, there are all sorts of different things, and yes, you can manage it, and it depends on your level of dedication, I think, and the logistics of, you know, you having to work another job. But it is more than part-time, I think, to be fair.
It should be a full-time job. I just can't imagine the charter is going to change anytime soon. But
Dan and Sarah, summers are traditionally supposed to be slow in the news business. Certainly that was not the case this week. We have a lot of things happening. We touched on the HUD Bay takeover of Augusta Resources. That's a huge story. The Banner Health situation with the university health programs, that merger is a huge story. Another huge story that is really was under the radar screen. People weren't thinking about Fort Huachuca, the eighth largest employer. 2,700 military and civilian jobs could be cut there as far as the Army-wide restructuring. You have Mexican authorities apologizing for an incident at the border where a Mexican helicopter strayed into U.S. airspace and fired on Border Patrol agents. Luckily, no one was injured. And then you have, Sarah, John Hoopenthal.
Yeah, rounding out the panoply of news items.
And he broke down in tears at the end of his news conference in Phoenix. Bottom line, he says he is going to continue on with his campaign. My gut feeling, Sarah, and correct me if I'm wrong, or perhaps you have a different feeling, I do not see him resigning. Do you?
Oh, no. I don't think that he's going to resign, and I don't think he's going to understand the damage that this has done. And I hope come November that voters remember this and that it is damage, not something that people just sort of, you know, forget about. And it's the kind of thing where he has said some incredibly offensive and racist and just mind-boggling things, but he said it anonymously, and he is, you know, owned up to, like, yes, that is me, but he hasn't really renounced the content of what he said, and it was kind of a non-apology. And as someone who makes a living putting my views out there and taking the heat for it, I have a very hard time with people who don't have the courage to say, this is what I said, this is me, put your name on it. That's one of the things that I think is going to last, that it's the duplicity of it all.
And Dan Gibson, he blogged anonymously on the Tucson Weekly site.
Yeah, the 26, 27 posts, something like that on our site, by and large on articles that were about him, which, I mean, shows a certain bit of narcissism, I think, that, you know, he can't just have an opinion. He has to still be right over somebody in an internet comment section. And, you know, as someone, you know, like Sarah, like, I put a lot of my opinions out there. And, you know, I hear that stuff from people, too. You know, I try to have the opinion, don't have feelings on the internet, which is probably a good way to go. But the idea that he said that, you know, that Jared Loughner's opinions were relatable, or that, you know, that there shouldn't be Spanish language media in this.
The lazy pigs.
Yeah, all that stuff is just reprehensible. And even in the sense of, like, just that stuff is terrible enough, but he's doing this stuff from superintendent computers. I mean, he's doing this stuff at work. The ones on our site are all over the place time-wise. the anonymous trolling is troubling in one sense, but gosh, like, doesn't it, it feels like there has to be something else better for him to be doing.
Right.
And, you know, he's on our site saying, gosh, the schools are much better than you think and all this stuff. David Garcia, it seems like this is a...
David, he does have a Democratic primary opponent, but David seems to be the front runner on the Democrat side. And then there's Diane Douglas, who is running against Hoopenthal, and you would think that this would really help her campaign. And her whole thing is running against Common Core.
Right, which, he has been a champion of. I don't know what it takes to get a Republican or anyone to resign anymore. If Horn doesn't quit or Hoopenthal doesn't quit, apparently these people are going to the mat to say, listen, whatever my behavior is doesn't matter if I'm doing a great job. I guess the voters are going to have to decide both of those things, whether it's punishable by losing the election or whether they're doing great jobs in the first place.
Well, my fear is that this turns this into a positive for him, and people who agree with him see that, a kindred spirit, someone who's finally saying what they agree with. And given the bizarre nature of Arizona politics, I would not be surprised in the least if this rallies some people to his side and says, I agree with what he says.
And we had some requests, people saying, Bill, we'd like to learn more about Diane Douglas, his opponent, and she now will become very prominent in this race. And we have scheduled Ms. Douglas within the next 2 weeks. She's going to be with us on the program, so we'll learn more about her. But from what I understand, this is kind of with a one-issue deal.
Right.
You got Hoopenthal for Common Core standards, and Diane, that is her, Diane Douglas, her big issue.
Yeah, that seems to be, she's... doesn't seem like the most fleshed out candidate in that sense yet. Maybe that'll come to her. I feel like Hoopenthal still gets through that primary, but we'll see. In this state, trying to get a Democrat elected to a statewide office is a challenge, to say the least. So if this guy keeps his job, I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know what else it takes to lose an election.
And Sarah, we had I listed some of the big stories of the week. I mean, any of those stories actually would have been enough for one big story of the summer, it seems like. And then you get TUSD. I think this is really a good idea, teaming up with the city of Tucson to try to stem this rising tide of dropouts. The dropout rate is so serious, and it really goes back to a huge economic issue, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does, because not only if you don't have a high school diploma, are your own personal earnings severely limited over the course of your life, that turns into you have less money to pay taxes, and you're more likely, just by virtue of your income, if you do have a job, to rely more on social services. So it's something that, in the short term, obviously you want people... in school, being educated, graduating, going on to productive and well-paying careers. Maybe they could be county supervisors.
You go.
Solid gig.
Yeah.
Doesn't pay that much. But.
No.
And I think it comes with a car, which is nice. You get a car or car allowance. So,
but it's something that really is, the effect goes beyond that individual person who made the decision to leave high school. It's something that does affect the broader community.
Well, and there was another TUSD story. It's in the Star today about Adelita Grijalva's suggestion, which is sure to generate, I would think, a lot of controversy in this community, to use some of the vacant schools, Dan Gibson, to house Central American migrants.
This is at least a plan to do something with these schools, two of which are in my neighborhood, and one of which is the school I attended as a child. But, I mean, something... I don't know how much pull she has in that space. I mean, obviously, she has family that might be helpful in that sense. It seems like such a long game to try to, the idea of getting these schools up to that space to make them livable. But you do have, still have working kitchens in a lot of them. It's something to do with those schools. Although I guess the long-term question is that, you have these schools that haven't been repurposed at all, that are still just sitting there and sort of a blight on the neighborhood around them. But it's a start. Something has to be done with these children,
and
clearly.
Sarah, there was a decision today this week to go ahead and sell some of these vacant schools.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was. And I think it's it's good in the sense that, as Dan was saying, you don't want schools hanging out unattended, unused, and kind of just falling into disrepair. So I think getting them into new owners or people who will put them to different use and use that space is a good thing.
Well, a lot of economic, I mentioned the Banner Health situation, that UMC and, of course, the whole healthcare network associated with the U of A. Sarah employs a lot of people in this community, and they're wondering now, you know, here's a merger. How's that going to affect me? So
90 days,
yeah,
I think, that
something. I think, Dan, you've gone through something like that with with a new owner, right?
It worked out okay for me, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's uncertain times, right, Sarah?
It is. I think one thing that the Banner folks have pointed out is that Banner is a huge network.
Mm-hmm.
So while individual jobs may change, and there have been some job losses when they have merged with other hospitals and at other sites, that there is a more opportunity within the network. So it might not be in Tucson, but maybe there you could transfer somewhere else. That's just something that kind of comes along with a giant company like Banner. One thing also that they say is that some of the healthcare jobs, just because of technology and how things are going, like with electronic records, those sort of specific tasks are going to be phased out and changed anyway.
Yeah.
So it's something to worry about, though. If
it
you're,
is. Sarah, we're going to let you get back to work there at the Star as you start crafting your editorial for Sunday's paper. Sarah, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Oh, thanks. You too.
And Dan, thanks for coming in.
Just going to go take a nap or something, I think, maybe. Find an empty studio
there you
around
go.
Here.
Thank you, Dan, on a busy news week. Good to have you with us.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
We'll be right back.
with Matt, Weekend Watch with Matt Russell is brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where they're getting ready for the big clay festival the first weekend of August. Everything to do with pottery over in historic Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson. And the good news is it's the nice, cool mountain air, 5,500 feet, about a mile high. You can enjoy yourself over in Silver City and stay at great places like Casitas de Gila and Bear Mountain Lodge. You can find the full listing of places to stay and things to do on their beautiful website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out .org. Let's welcome now the host of Weekend Watch, Mr. Matt Russell, award-winning Tucson publicist. He is the food and beverage columnist for Inside Tucson Business, a guy who loves food and loves talking about it, and best of all, he loves eating it. How are you, my friend?
I'm hungry, Bill. It's Friday afternoon. What do you expect?
Yeah, I think Friday afternoon folks are always looking for something to, you know, something kind of a little salsa, a little spicy.
Absolutely. You know, the votes are in, Bill, for what the readers of the Arizona Daily Star think is the best salsa in Tucson. And the field of 32 contenders has been boiled down to one, and the winner is Olay Mexican Grill over there on West Orange Grove Road. This now award-winning salsa features a couple of different kinds of chili peppers, two kinds of onions, oregano, cilantro, garlic, and tomatoes, and they put it in large carafes that top every table in the restaurant. I say today is a great day to head over to Olay to sample this standout salsa. In fact, Bill, their happy hour starts at 2 o'clock today, so just go ahead and make it an afternoon, I say.
I think that's a great idea. Check it out, Olay Mexican Grill. How about opening? Do we have another new eatery coming online?
Yeah, get this. With the explosion of craft American beers today, fans of the European suds may feel a little bit left out, but a new joint just opened on Court Avenue downtown that specializes in beers from across the pond, and fans are already starting to make some noise. The Dusty Monk Pub offers a wide range of European beers that are often hard to find, like some Trappist beers from over in Belgium. And I understand there's an extensive lineup of whiskeys as well. So the Dusty Monk Pub gets my vote this weekend for those really wanting to up their beer game, Bill.
Well, I've been to Belgium. I've had some of those fine beers over there, and they are a little bit hard to find over here in this country. So I'm sure folks that want that kind of fine European beer experience will want to check out the Dusty Monk Pub. And again, the location of the pub?
Yeah, right over there downtown on Court Avenue. You can't miss it.
All right. How about a new summer menu at Tavolino?
Yeah, you know, as you know, member restaurants in the Tucson Originals offer spectacular summer savings. And this year, they're featuring full meals for just $20.14. And so for this weekend, I like Tavolino on Skyline and Campbell, where you can get a three-course authentically Italian meal for just $20.14. You can check out this and all the other summer menus at TucsonOriginals.com.
Hey, Matt, I want a promo next Thursday. Next Friday is the 4th of July, and Rosemary and myself will be taking off the 4th to enjoy with our family, so we'll have a best-of show. We've asked you to do kind of an expanded weekend watch on Thursday, July 3rd, here on the Buckmaster Show. Maybe dive a little bit deeper into some of the downtown restaurant scene and some of these new restaurants opening up. What do you say?
It'll be a privilege. There's so much going on in the local food and beverage scene, and we could take an hour ourselves for that, Bill, but I look forward to engaging you and your listeners about all the delicious opportunities that are before them now.
Let's talk a little bit about the column in Inside Tucson Business.
Yeah, with Independence Day within sight, I took a look at some local eateries that serve up creative versions of baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, which I think are essential elements for any July 4th celebration. Check it out in this week's Inside Tucson Business. A lot of fun.
All right. We'll jumpstart the 4th of July weekend next Thursday with Matt Russell. Until then, Matt, have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
Back at you, sir.
Oh. Well, Rose, next week is a short week. We've only got four live shows on the Buckmaster Hour, but however, we will have, of course, a best of show on the 4th of July. What that means is we have scheduled very heavily next week, got some great guests for you for our live shows. Of course, we've got the Monday Political Face-Off. Hank Amos, always a good guest, the CEO of Tucson Realty, be here Monday talking about the commercial real estate scene. We're going to talk a little bit about Pima Council on Aging. What are some of the major issues facing folks who are over 65 in this community? Also planned, Sheriff Dubnik. He will be with us Wednesday. We've got certainly a full lineup next week on the Buckmaster Show. You know, the expert talk begins here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock on KVOI with Phil Cedar with his gardening show, and it really continues all the way through Saturday and Sunday. Then it all starts again with Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe, then the Daily Double from 8 to 9. For Tucson at 4 comes up this afternoon at 4. That's a new talk show with Mike Shaw. Check it out. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, my lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, I don't know where we would be without Rose. I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend. Back at you Monday.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.